me to write an essay. So I took another day off school and bingo, I earned a trip to Miss. It's a classroom painted white, with uncomfortable chairs and a lamp that buzzes like an angry hive. The inmates of Miss are commanded to sit and stare at the empty walls. It is supposed to bore us into submission or prepare us for an insane asylum. Our guard dog today is Mr. Neck. He curls his lip and growls at me. I think this is part of his punishment for that bigoted crap he pulled in class. There are two other convicts with me. One has a cross tattooed on his shaved skull. He sits like a granite boy waiting for a chisel so he can carve himself out of the mountainside. The other kid looks completely normal. His clothes are a little freaky, maybe, but that's a misdemeanor here, not a felony. When Mr. Neck gets up to greet a late arrival, the normal-looking kid tells me he likes to start fires. Our last companion is Andy Evans. My breakfast turns to hydrochloric acid. He grins at Mr. Neck and sits down next to me. Mr. Neck.
Cutting again, Andy?
Andy Beast. No, sir. One of your colleagues thinks I have an authority problem. Can you believe it? Mr. Neck. No more talking. I am Bunny Rabbit again, hiding in the open. I sit like I have an egg in my mouth. One move, one word, and the egg will shatter and blow up the world.